there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Is there nothing my next guest can't do? She's a Brit Award winner, she sings, she acts, and she's even brought out her own home range. She's the star of Pennyworth and can be seen next week in the historical romp Dangerous Liaisons. Only love can hurt like this. Well, she's clearly never flown economy on Alan Air long haul. Please go mad, go crazy, and welcome on board, Paloma Faye. This is the final boarding call for passengers. Paloma Faye. I repeat, this is the final boarding call. Paloma Faye. Thank you. Oh my God, look who we've got on board, Paloma Faye. How are you doing, Paloma?
I'm good. I'm over the moon with life. How are you?
Aren't you just, you're buzzing. You're high on life. I love it.
I think everything's brilliant.
Oh, you're on Alan Air. Now, are you okay? Because you're worrying me. You're fine, aren't you? Yes.
Of course I am. Yeah. Don't ask any intimate questions.
No, I am not. I'm not. We're going to have fun today on Alan Air. What are you like as a traveller? Are you quite nice? Will you, if it's a short haul flight, will you push your seat back nevertheless? You know, some people just stick it back. And like, this flight's only 40 minutes.
I would never put my seat back. But I would say, like, my mum's really anxious about travelling. She thinks that I'm the calmest traveller that ever walked the earth. Yeah. She's just like, oh, God, travelling with you. It's like a whole new experience. Because you're not there 3 hours before and you still get through. And somehow it feels like time's dragging out for you. So I do think I'm quite a good traveller. And I recently did my first flight did my first holiday on my own with two kids. One 18 months and one... five, no, like anyone except me. And this woman came up to me on the flight, and it was EasyJet.
That's all right, we all love sleazy
and,
jet.
This woman came up to me, and we all had masks on, so she sort of didn't know who I was. And she said, I've been watching you with your children the whole flight, and I'd have to say that you are absolutely incredible at this. Do you know what? I welled up.
Well, that's a
I welled up. I was like, and the award goes to. I'd like to thank.
Oh, so what had you done? Yeah. Did you drug the babies?
No, but I was so
have some more cowpole.
Hypervigilant about travelling with these two babies because I was on my own. I was a bit nervous about it. there and back and for the whole holiday. I think when I left, I was a nervous wreck. And then I sort of came back as a new woman.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like came back like, I can do anything. This is amazing. But, like, it was all about the planning.
Yeah.
And even, like, some bad stuff happened, like the formula milk exploded in my hand luggage.
Oh, no.
And it didn't faze me, Alan. I was like, it's all good. I've got these activities planned for you. You know, I had my antibacterial wipes. I was wiping everything down. It was all sorted.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. So I'm quite a good traveller, actually.
Because we talked...
if I don't say so myself. I won the, what do you call it, civilian award for mothering on a plane.
That's fantastic. Did you find with your luggage, though, people saying that they fill, normally with kids now, that the luggage is just filled with nappies?
It's all their stuff. But I don't know what kind of baby they've got, because my baby doesn't poo more than 2 or 3 times a day at 18 months. So I don't know why they've got that many nappies.
Well, no, that's what I just said. I'm not a dad. I don't know. But they said now, they hardly take any clothes, and they just have one pair of pants and a pair of socks and just a whole load of nappies.
The thing is, haven't worked out is they do have nappies in other countries.
Maybe they didn't know what the foreign word was.
If there's any mothers listening, I just want you to know they do in all supermarkets.
But is it true in Bali a monkey tried to steal your baby?
Yes, that is true. That was the first baby when I just had one.
So what did it do? Was it
she was having her lunch on the sort of balcony bit, and I'd gone in to get something and come back, and the monkey was sitting on the baby's high chair pulling at the food, and the baby was sort of arguing with it because it was having bananas. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want this child to be attacked by a monkey. So I had to bring it back into the room.
I know you're laughing. You must have been terrified, though. Yeah?
I was. I shut the door, like all the window, and then all the monkeys from the hood came. It was like the monkey clan. They were all on our balcony and sort of screaming at me through the glass. And then the baby was just going, monkey, ooh, 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 like completely unfazed. Yes, look at this wonderful safari park I've brought you to. They're completely harmless.
Oh, that is terrifying, isn't it?
Imagine they'd whipped her over the balcony ledge and just like, I mean,
and maybe you're
Mowgli.
Yeah, like feral. Wouldn't it be
just
feral?
Years to come. Yeah. This woman who acts just like a monkey has been discovered in Balian jungle.
Oh my God, how terrifying. Where did you used to go as a child when on holiday? I know you like Italy, don't you?
I love Italy. And as a kid, I went because my mum was a single parent and my mum's sister married an Italian and lived in Rome. So sometimes to sort of help each other out, they'd swap us.
Yeah.
Well, like one of them, so they could have a break.
Yeah.
So I'd go to Italy quite a lot, but sometimes with my mum and sometimes like by myself as a kid.
Oh, nice.
Just to stay with my aunt so my mum could have a bit of a break or whatever. And that was good because I learnt Italian and I loved it. So
I like Italy. Everyone's fit, aren't they? Food's great.
I'm not a fan of Italian men.
Why not?
I just think they're too arrogant.
Oh, I love an Italian man.
I like the underdog.
Who would that be then? someone from a third world country.
More like. We can't put that.
No, you can't put that. Are you a sex tourist?
Yes.
Yeah, so good, so am I. I love it. Have you ever done one of those holidays where you've got like, you know, those ones where you open your suitcase, you go, oh my God, I forgot to pack my morals. You know, like, you
what,
know, the
Balearics,
you know, one of those ones where you don't even set foot inside a museum when you're just like...
out there,
yeah,
just shagging.
Yeah, shots.
Do you know what? No.
Cause why?
I think I'm a bit classier than that.
You're not,
as
love.
If, I know.
You're not, believe
it's
me.
Delusions of grandeur. I've done, well, the worst.
You must have done Ibiza.
Yeah, the worst holiday I ever had was in Ibiza.
Really?
Yeah, so I think I was 18 and I didn't have a penny to my name and I went to travel agents. I said, I've got 150 quid and I want a sun beach holiday, all inclusive, for 10
quid.
Days.
When was this?
Well, I'm not that old. Oh, no, I can't no, work no. it out. 20
no,
years
no, I mean,
120
quid
years
all
ago.
Inclusive.
Yeah, so I and they just laughed at
like
me
a
at
pot
first.
Noodle every day.
Yeah, they asked, they laughed, and then he found something. He goes, actually, weirdly, I've got something. 150 quid all in. Perfect. Ibiza, San Antonio, on the top of a 24/7 off license.
Off license 24 hours.
Yeah, in Ibiza. Babes, I got the tan I wanted. It was actually expensive for a tan. I could have gone on the sunbed for cheaper, couldn't I? But I didn't get any sleep for a week. And I was a bit reckless there, yeah, shots. I was dancing for like in the bars, on top of the bars for shots.
Yeah.
I was free with my love. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was 18.
Yeah, I'm not judging you. We're not naming it. They're not upstairs. Yeah. Please come on down with some of your some of the people you have.
These
sex
are the
with.
People. Do you remember any of them?
Because I did that San Antonio thing, and awful. I was there when they were filming that Ibiza Uncovered. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I swear, I'm in the background.
Were you in
of
it?
That. Well, no, I was there when they were filming at a foam party.
But I also got stung by about 150 jellyfish on that holiday as
oh,
well.
Oh, no. Did you wee on it? Oh, no. On
no.
Your,
that your, vinegar, you, I did.
What do you wee on? Do you wee on
You wee on jellyfish stings.
Oh, you don't wee on the jellyfish?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that what you've been doing?
Yeah. And God, no wonder it
pervert.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Sad Alan pissing yeah. on jellyfish with lonely face.
Yeah. Oh, friends are concerned about Alan's. So where do you love going? Tell me somewhere you love going.
Well, I really love Amalfi Coast in Italy.
That's nice.
It's really romantic. You sort of feel like you're in an old sort of Fellini film everywhere you go. It's all, you know, like if you could put black and white sunglasses on, it would just be so magical. Like Capri and all of that.
Oh, I love all that.
Yeah, it's so nice. And going out on boats and like...
And you can just moor up, can't you? And have like a rosé and all that. It's so classy.
Light a fire. It's very classy. Yeah.
Yeah. I get me deck chair out. Yeah. Me woman's own. No, it is classy. I know you don't believe this, Paloma, but I do like being classy sometimes.
No, I do.
I can wear the stripy, what's it called?
Yeah,
T-shirt.
That T-shirt. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
With a neckerchief, like, what's it, Fred?
Petit
from...
bateau type thing.
That's it. Yeah. Did you, when you were there, did you see that island that Rudolf Nureyev lived on?
Oh, but do you know what I love about those places? Because I speak Italian, is they're all like little villages and it all looks really glorious and sort of chic. Yeah. And they're all gossips. Yeah. So if anyone famous is around, the entire, like, the gossip goes round.
Yeah.
And you know, and then everyone's on the beach pointing at, like, Angelina and Brad's boat. That was at the time, last time I went, they were still together then.
Yeah, they're arguing over a vineyard now, aren't they?
Oh, are they?
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
glad
I heard.
I'm glad you keep me up to date. The last bit of news I heard, which I'm really pleased about, is Harry Styles is going out with a 40-year-old woman with two kids.
Oh, is he? Who's this?
Olivia.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Love that. Go on, Harry.
I fancy
He's giving
Harry
us
Styles.
Middle-aged women hope.
And us middle-aged men hope.
I mean, who doesn't fancy Harry Styles?
I think it's the law, isn't it? I think he... Because normally I would never go near anyone who wears those kind of outfits. Because, you know...
But he makes it sexy.
I know. Can you imagine me wearing something with, like, all those tassels on and lime green and a chunky heel?
I cannot, Alan.
No, you're swallowing sick, aren't you?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If the thought of Alan Carr wearing anything skin tight has made you feel nauseous, please feel free to use the sick bag that's placed in the pocket in front of you. Thank you very much.
I've been to like Maldives, and that's pretty amazing. Everywhere you look looks like a computer screensaver.
Yeah, that is pretty special there.
Doesn't it? It's not even filtered. It's all a bit hashtag no filter.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't go with someone interesting, it's boring as hell.
There's nothing to do, there is. There's no culture.
Nothing. And there's nowhere to go because you do a walk for 10 minutes and you're on the other side of the island.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful which one you get to because there's an island where they put all the shit and the rubbish.
Tragic.
Yeah, so you've got to be careful because sometimes you can have like a nice hotel, then you look out and you've got like seagulls, but not in a nice way. Seagulls with a dirty nappy in its beak. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not ideal. Did you do that one?
What?
Did you do
no,
that?
No, I didn't. I don't think I've been there. Have I been there? I can't remember. Oh, God, that's so unrelatable, isn't it?
Have I been? Yeah.
Have I been to Mauritius?
And Maldives.
Oh, I've got a home there. I forgot. I own it.
With a moat. He owns an island.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Yeah.
Straight in there, Paloma. Tell me everything.
I had one in Italy with an Italian stallion.
You said you didn't like Italian.
I don't, but I was on the rebound and I was 17.
Oh, okay.
So I went up to Italy, right, and I met, which was a big deal for me then, you know, coming from my humble beginnings, the son of all the hotels owners in a little place called Ravello.
Oh, where Gore Vidal lived.
Did he?
Yeah.
So basically, I met the son of the owner of all the hotels. So that's already like, you know, quite wealthy.
Yeah.
And he sort of had pick of the bunch. He was like, I want to take you for a meal on this cliffside. I'll take you up to the side where we've got a pizzeria in the side of like this mountain. And it was all great. But I was like, at 17, I wasn't like that free. You know, I was really worried about, like, I don't know, this sounds so dry, but I've been brought up to think that you should only have sex with people you're in love with.
Oh.
But I was always giving blowjobs. Because that was the way around it.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you are classy. That's
I'm classy,
beautiful.
And
nice.
I would little dab the corners of my mouth
yes.
afterwards and
with
leave
a napkin,
unscathed.
And then you're off on a Vespa.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can say that now I'm middle-aged.
You're not middle-aged, well, please.
Stop her. So, I obliged. I didn't want to sleep with him. He took me up to
these... Because you're not that kind of girl.
And now,
I'm not that kind of girl.
I'm really... I haven't slept with that many people. I cannot count.
I'm not, listen, you can do what you want.
I can't count how many blowjobs I've given. Cue the mail.
I was going to say, so, I can't listen to Only Love Can Hurt like this. All those lovely songs you've got, those romantic songs.
Are you allowed to say this on your podcast?
You can say whatever you want, love.
So he took me to these ruins, Roman ruins, and it was a stone table, like a sort of Roman times thing. And he said, nice. I want to make love to you on the stone table.
Oh.
And I was like, nah. But I'll give you blowy. So, as you know, I'm very...
Like I said, if you've got any holiday romance
I'm
stories...
Very classy woman.
You are.
So,
thank you, madam. That will be £2.49. We accept all currency, MasterCard, Visa and American Express. No, we don't accept blowies, you dirty cow.
That happened, and obviously it was so good, because I'm very good at it. Over the years, I've got, you know, it's quick for me. I've got great technique.
Go for it, yeah.
So he was smitten, and he just thought, wow. If that was what that was like.
Can you imagine the other stuff?
Yeah.
War.
So he took me up to the pizza place, and he made me a margarita in the shape of a heart.
Oh, isn't that good? Gorgeous.
And then he asked me again, would I make love to him on the stone table? And I said, I'm afraid not, because I'm leaving in a few days and I don't really want to feel like that.
No, good for
you.
You know.
So he ripped the margarita into two pieces and he threw half the heart into the mountains where it tumbled and cascaded down to the ocean beneath. And then he gave me the other half and he went, now eat it, because that is what you've done to my heart. And so I ate the pizza and it was delicious. Buffalo mozzarella. I'd only had Pizza Hut at that point.
Oh.
This was pretty.
Thin crust.
Oh my God. Thin crust and buffalo mozzarella. Woof. This was next level. Yeah.
So when you said, when you did that, you sounded, was it sex? Was that sexy for you? Or was it a turn on or was it a
which
turn
part?
Off? Throwing half the pizza away. Because I like pizza. I'd be heartbroken if I saw half a good pizza disappear.
Going to
in
waste.
The, yeah. I'd be climbing down that cliff going,
yes.
Oh, I'll have that in a doggy bag.
That was so good. But no, I sort of just felt uncomfortable with
the
buffet.
Yeah, that's not fair.
And then, he, you know, because he was a rich kid, he booked a flight and came to London to sort of find me. He was 18.
How good was this blowjob?
I'm not banging my own drum, but I've got 100% success rate. I've never started and not finished.
No, okay, good.
What about you?
Because when I do them, people change their numbers and move address.
You're just a bit sloppy.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going and I get there.
Because people are scared because of my teeth. People are scared for me to do them because they worry I'm going to chew it off.
Only you could make me do a podcast like this.
Well, I never said what. It's not what's your favourite blowy. It's life's a beach. You're
asked
the one
about holiday romance.
Yeah, romance, love. Romance, not Hollywood holiday blowy.
Anyway, I've still got a scar on my ankle from his moped exhaust pipe.
Oh, God.
And it's lasted so many years.
Oh, no.
So that was a souvenir.
What do you feel when you look at that? What do you feel when
you're... Same as I feel when I get a cold sore, because that was a souvenir from a romance as well.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Wow, that's an amazing story, though, isn't it? I love that. No, it is. It's dirty.
The life and times of Paloma Foam.
Because the first
we
time...
We all learnt something from this.
We have. I didn't even know pizzas could come in art shape. So there you go. First time I ever saw you, do you remember, I lived in Ledbury Road in Notting Hill, and I was on my balcony, and I see this flame-haired woman tottering along in a leopard skin coat and a suitcase. I was like, Paloma, Paloma!
No, you said, she must be a stripper.
Did I say that?
Yes. Always with a suitcase and a leopard print coat.
Okay, my memory is maybe not the best. And then you came in, didn't you? I said, come in my house. We had like a cup of tea and all that.
We were neighbours for a time.
Yeah. It was so nice. And we've gone on holiday together, but only as a corporate do you remember, in Oman.
Yeah, we went on a corporate. But that was a little mini break.
Yeah, it was lovely. But I can't cope with the heat. And I said to Paloma, me and you are going to have so much fun on this holiday. I have never fallen asleep so many times. I'm like that. I fell asleep. I woke up on the balcony.
Life and soul you were.
Yeah, 45 degrees. My body just shut down. It shut down. Every time you saw me, I was asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. Have you gone on holiday with anyone else famous or been on a flight with someone famous? I was on an EasyJet flight with Jane McDonald once.
I was on a flight with Rochelle Humes once. And I got chatting to her mum, who was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I'd got, like, for that flight, I think it was for work, so I was in business. Like, when I'm not working, I just go in economy because nobody wants you to take your kids in business, so it's easier just to, like, not piss anyone off.
Yeah.
So Rochelle Humes' mum was in economy with her kids for the same reason. So we sat with each other down there because I got banished from business because of the babies.
but did you used to be like that when people would come on with the... Because I'm not going to lie to you. When I see someone come on with a baby, everyone is thinking, not next to me, not next to me, not next to me. Did you used to be like that, or was you quite maternal?
I've always been quite maternal, and I always used to believe myself to be a bit of a baby whisperer. Like, I can just look at them and they stop crying. But then I had my own kids and realised that that's absolute bollocks. They just look at me and go, ah! I have been that mum on a flight, though, once with a baby that cried non-stop for 9 hours.
No.
And in the end, all the mums were just going, cowpole, babes, cowpole. And I did it and it worked. And I've never looked back since. Yeah. Now it's like it just starts and there's cowpole.
I was reading... No, I was reading an interview. Now, you've actually been to a hotel. You said you love this hotel, and I've always wanted to go there, but never...
Madonna Inn.
Yes. Is it as amazing as it looks?
It's the best hotel on earth. It honestly is.
Describe it for people who've never been there. It's so eclectic.
It's in San Luis Obispo, which is meant to be, apparently, voted the happiest town in the world. No depression there, which is automatically like a big sales point for me.
Yeah.
So,
was you happy there?
Well, I just, you know, it's the people around me that are always miserable. Oh. I'm usually quite happy. I just like to attract people that suck off my happiness.
Yeah. That's the second time you said suck off in this thing. And it's...
Yeah, it's the theme.
You just keep sucking
I'm
off.
I'm obviously a little bit frustrated right now.
Is there anyone you haven't sucked off?
Not many.
God, I'm joking.
Stop it, Alan.
Stop. Is there any of this usable? Like 1 second long. Hi, Paloma. Goodbye, Paloma.
Sending it to management for approval.
No,
what are we talking about?
Madonna Inn.
Oh, Madonna Inn. Yeah, so it's like a hotel that's sort of tight. It's like a bit 70s, anything from like 50s, 70s. All the rooms are themed and you book like whichever one you want. And I basically have usually when I've gone there stayed like 4 nights and changed room every night because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so there's like the caveman suite, which is like being in the Flintstones. Everything's rocks and all leopard print bedding and stuff. And then there's like the Dolly Parton suite, which is like sort of all pink and roses and everything. And that's brilliant. There's all different themes and they've got this pool and it's sort of in the desert. So you feel a bit like you're in, what's that film? Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Where Nicolas Cage plays the alcoholic. Yeah. Oh. That's sort of like, in the middle of nowhere, real American dream sort of thing. And if you go to the restaurant and you say it's a birthday or an anniversary, they give you a free bit of cake and a balloon. So I did it different one every night.
That's brilliant.
Every night. By the fourth night, she was like, I'm starting to not believe this.
Do you complain?
I find people who complain really difficult, like, to be around, because I've done loads of these jobs. Like, I've worked in hotels, I've 14 years behind the bar, worked in restaurants, worked in retail for years. So I find people who complain difficult, or the way they complain difficult. I do complain if it's a genuine thing that I deserve you know, to, like, if there's like someone's ear in my meal, I'm probably not gonna hold back.
Yeah, because that happens a lot.
Well, yes, it has. So
you liar! Shut up. You're lying.
No, of course I am. Come on, Alan.
I don't know this Madonna ring. It might fucking have ears. Sounds weird enough as it is about them.
But do you know, like, if there was something genuinely, I would say it, but I would say to the, my disclaimer when I do it is always like, I know this isn't directly your fault to the person.
That little thing at the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, before. And then I say, but this is a situation and I don't think I should be eating this or paying for it because I just think it's not fair.
Okay. And what's your thing in hotels that you ate? I'll say, I always use the example, smoky room. You've been given a sea view, but it's the car park. Will you kick off like that?
No, first of all, I always try to like avoid conflict. So I'll always ring and say, this is the situation and I'm not happy about it. Is there anything you can do?
Oh.
Then when they say no,
you go down and give them a blowjob.
Then I cut them a new arsehole. Lightly, and say thank you when I finally did get what I wanted.
I love that though. You never go on TripAdvisor, do you, and slag them off?
No, but I love reading TripAdvisor.
So funny,
it's one of my favourite things, and Amazon reviews.
I
love it when people spend like 3 hours writing a review on a toothbrush. You stayed where?
I stayed at this hotel. Near Birmingham, I don't want to name and shame. And I thought, well, let's just check it out. And the top one was 1 star. Rats in bold. And apparently he could hear rats crawling slowly through the wall, getting near his head. I mean, rat, that is...
That's,
I mean,
bad.
Maybe a pube in the bed's all right, but not a rat.
No.
That's too much.
It's awful.
It's awful. Oh, dear. Yeah, you went somewhere, and I hate these people who go, you know, when they go to travelling, and they're, oh, I was here 20 years ago, and it was all this. I'm like that with Tulum. I went there in 1999.
Yeah. Before it was cool.
Yeah, Cabana, £2, and you just went in this manky old toilet round there. And I told my friends, you've got to go to Tulum. You've got these gorgeous little Inca ruins. She came back, oh, my God, it's like Vegas now. It's like Vegas.
Yeah. Well, nearby is like Vegas, but Tulum's still like, it's a bit bougie.
Oh, right.
Sort of like Soho House on the beach.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
Whereas it's a bit like Vegas in that place nearby. I don't remember what it's called. But I liked it.
Yeah, it's got a real lovely vibe to it, hasn't it? Especially those Incas at sunset and up there by the ruins.
And I love the food.
Oh, God, the food's great in Mexico.
Give me a bit of raw fish.
Will you eat street food and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had runny bum or anything like that? Fine. Just checking.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. What's been your biggest holiday nightmare? Have you ever lost your luggage or lost your passport?
Yes, lost my luggage in Cuba. And that's like a communist place.
Yeah,
so you
I've
cannot buy clothes.
Oh, no. What did you look like?
So, well, my person that I travel with, this girl, she lent me a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. And then I just had to do the gussets on my knickers every night with a soap bar, hang it out. And then by the morning, it was dry. And then they found my luggage by the end of the holiday, about 2 days before.
Oh.
So, but it's actually quite liberating in a way, because it was like, I don't need all this stuff, actually. I had a pair of flip-flops, shorts and a T-shirt. And then by the time it was the end of the holiday, I didn't use anything. And they're all after stuff, so I gave them all my stuff.
Aww.
You know, because you can't get anything.
No, I know.
So then there was like kids walking about with like sequin gowns on.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the thing about Cuba. I loved it, and I love the people there.
Yeah.
And it's got such a... Because when you think communist, you go, oh, communist. But it's got... I mean, that...
What I liked about it was that because of, like, no advertising and no capitalist ideas, everyone had their own personal idea of what they thought sexy was.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, talking to these people, and then I'd be like, oh, what do you like? It was one bloke I spoke to, I remember, and he was like, I just like women to be so fat they can barely walk. And I was just like, you know, brilliant.
Yeah.
And then, like, this woman was like, oh, I like really skinny men, really tall, skinny. You know, everyone was different because they'd basically not seen anything to encourage them to think of a certain beauty standard or whatever.
Yeah.
So I really liked that. That felt freeing.
Yeah. And it's really interesting places when I loved all the bars at the top, you know, those...
On the roofs.
Yeah,
and
rooftop bars, and you can
and
have
the mojitos. And there's music everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and then, like, mojitos, like a pound.
Yeah.
God, love I'm so
it.
Pissed.
Although now it'd be 100 quid because the pound's so shit in the rest of the world. We'd
I
go
know,
there and it'd
I
be
know.
Like £200 for a mojito.
Oh, God, it's like Soho House.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now, we're about to start our descent. Can you please make sure your tray tables are up, please? Buckle up, please.
Did we go to the Mile High Club? I feel like we did.
We did. We sort of went halfway up, half a mile up.
Waist, belt,
and then went back
down.
Yeah,
I don't sleep with people on the first flight.
Do you know, I was in premium economy and I so wanted a bed. I said I'd offer this man's wife money to sleep in her bed with her. It was like indecent.
To get in with her?
Yeah, it was like indecent
what
proposal.
Did she say?
No, fuck off. That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Cuddling. Just a little spoon.
Little spoon as we start our descent. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? This is quick fire. Chamomile tea or strawberry daiquiri? Which one do you like?
I hate myself, but probably chamomile tea. Boring.
Why? That's so boring.
I just hate myself the next morning.
Do you not drink? You don't drink that much anyway, do you?
Not loads, but I'll have one or two and then I try to stop. Because otherwise I'll just be self-loathing.
And you've got to save your voice as well.
Oh yeah, my perfect voice.
Your instrument. Karaoke or leave it be?
Karaoke. Babes, I've made a career out of it.
Louvre or leave it out? Are you a culture vulture? Will you have a little look round a museum?
I'll have a look, but I'll do it briskly.
Just quick.
Yeah, just whisk it round and say I've done it.
Yeah.
Not going to stand. Who are those people that stand in front of a painting for half an hour and get something out of it? Who are they? Just like, what are you thinking? Are they doing their shopping list? You know, in a gallery where you're just whisking round and you come back round again and then some bloke still stood there looking at a bloody Matisse going...
And what about the ones who bring the pad and the paper and they're drawing it as well? And like,
just
all
get
right,
a love. Postcard.
Yeah, you're right. Picasso's probably doing it a bit better than you. Why the fuck are you doing it? It's up there, love.
Gift shop 50p for a postcard of that.
Mozzie Guard or no thanks, I'm hard. Will you take mosquito spray?
Oh yeah, I'm
or...
allergic to mozzies.
Allergic? Everyone is, aren't they?
No. Proper like look like the Elephant Man. Oh. So I've got to do it. Oh yeah.
Only love can hurt like this.
That could be my Halloween thing. I'll just get loads of mozzies to bite me.
Last question, just as we're about to land, tip 'em or fuck 'em? Do you tip well or do you think, ha ha, fuck you, I'm never seeing you
probably
again?
Probably somewhere in the middle. I've never really got the grips of like what tip well means. Like, I always tip. I tip everyone, like Uber, Deliveroo, yeah, whatever it is, always. But I don't know what I'm meant to leave.
Because in America, they take the piss. Like, you know, when you go and get a sun lounger,
yeah, it's too much.
You have to give them... You have to give them a dollar for getting you a fucking sun lounger.
Which is there anyway.
I know. Which is their job. And I've paid a fortune. Why am I getting... I'll get it myself.
Yeah.
And then they hand over a towel and offering around. Oh, here's another dollar for a towel. Yeah. What do you want me to...
Just give you, like, everything one by one.
Yeah.
And then, couldn't you give me it all at once?
Yes.
And then
wrap
I could...
the towel up.
Yeah.
Plop it on the sun lounger. Save me some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying about the tipping thing.
Because I think, oh, a couple of quid. If everyone gave a couple of quid, you'd be minting.
Yeah.
All day long. Mm. But then people sometimes look at you where you're like, £2.
And I've started doing, do you keep this tip? And they're like, yeah. And then sometimes they go, no, they take it away from us. And then the manager
goes, why would
goes,
they take it away?
Some they do. Some big name. We need to name and shame them. But not on this podcast.
Another one.
Thank you so much, Paloma. If you'd like to go and get your luggage now from the carousel.
Hopefully I haven't just ended my entire career.
You have not. You have not.
Thank you, Alan. It's been so great speaking to you. What? This has been the best holiday of my life.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. You're so full of shit. Bye.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you so much, Paloma. That was so much fun. And thank you for taking the time as well, because you're such a busy woman. And you have new music coming out next year. How do you do it? Thanks, love. Thanks to everyone who listens to this podcast. We really do appreciate it. And don't you ever forget it. Blasphemy!